Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Senate is about to begin negotiations on immigration reform. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes the upcoming talks end in approval of a bipartisan immigration package.
Democrats are fully committed to protecting dreamers, and we have long supported effective border security. Many Republicans are in the same boat.
President Trump warns any immigration plan must include border wall funding. The White House admitting today it could have handled differently allegations of domestic violence against former White House staffer Rob Porter.
There were some things we could have done better, and we're certainly going to look at every single instance in every single thing we do, how we can always do it a little bit better than we did the day before.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Democrats are opposing the president's newly unveiled infrastructure plan. Leaders say cities and states would bear the brunt of the program's costs. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Valentine's Day inventor.
Mr. Valentine's Day inventor.
Yes, if this were a real holiday, it would have beer and fireworks, not overweight children with archery equipment.
Baby with a bow now.
If you were truly a saint, you would have invented Pass Me the Remote and Make Me a Sandwich Day.
Relaxing and nutritious.
And congratulations on picking February 14th. What better time to buy jewelry than right smack in the middle of tax season?
I can't even write it off now.
So go ahead, keep setting arbitrary dates for us to remember. Throw a dart at the calendar and shout, prove your love. Because after all, we don't have to know when Valentine's Day actually is. All we have to do is wait till she stops talking, then go buy a flower.
Mr. Valentine's Day inventor!
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Lots of news on the roads, unfortunately, for those of you attempting to get on 65 northbound, especially. Let's get the latest.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz. Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
By the way, I want to try and call Monica today if we can.
Okay.
She's fun. Biggest dimples in town.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Finally, some good news to report on 65 northbound. It looks as though they've cleared that accident at Clay Street, and things are beginning to move pretty well now. You are going to see a little backup northbound on 65 from just above the interchange until just past North Boulevard. They've just turned that traffic loose, and it's going to be slow for a few minutes. But everything is cleared up. The accident is out of the way, and traffic is beginning to move through there again. Right now, the biggest threat we see is downtown on Madison and around Maxwell Boulevard. Also on Day Street around the main gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. Pretty crowded right there. And also over on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and the interstate. A little bit backed up there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Mr.
Waka Waka.
And we'll get an update again later this hour. Brent McDonald should be joining us shortly. Friend Jeremy sent an article on the Chicago Public School boycott of 1963. Oh, man, this is a quote, and I'll explain, I'll give you a little background story. There used to be this enormous, in fact, it's the same park I got my home in one on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Giant City of Chicago park called Market Park. In 66, Dr. King led a march into that neighborhood that terminated in the park. And onlookers threw bricks and bottles at the demonstrators. King said, quote, "I have seen many demonstrations in the South, but I have never seen anything so hostile and hateful as I've seen here today." What else do you want to know about the North and Chicago and its glorious history? And in fact, there's a documentary being made on that event. That's what I'm talking about. And when Willis, of course, you know, at the time, I remember talk radio in those days. We had it on in the kitchen during breakfast. When busing students was the big topic, and it was for a long, long time. And they had the same issues in Boston, by the way. Why bus? We got a school that I can walk to that's 5 minutes away, but if your name is picked, you're going to send me, you know, no parent was going to let their kid go to an inner city school. So there was this huge stalemate on it. I don't know that it ever really got going in Chicago, because the neighborhood school system there was phenomenal. It was. And there were schools in the black districts that were very, very successful. But in no case do I recall seeing school busing having succeeded in elevating the quality of the education. And you see, because what happens, you know, eventually people will come around. They will. But when you see that that's necessary and then try to force it ahead of its time, hell, I mean, again, forget black and white. Within the white community, and I heard these stories from the people that lived it.
Oh, right.
Chicago was as ethnically an interracial marriage in right up into the 40s, pretty much. World War II. World War II inadvertently did a lot to break down a lot of barriers because people had to serve together and they right. they had to learn, you know. But a marriage between an Italian groom and a white Irish bride was almost considered interracial.
Even though they're both Catholic usually, right?
Yeah.
That's strange.
But that's how it was. Yeah. Now, it's not that way anymore. But it didn't happen because laws had to be passed. It happened because people had these fears that today we see as absurd. Because they came, you know, they descended from the immigrants from countries that had borders and cultures. And everybody wanted to do their own thing. Everybody learned to speak English from those immigrant groups. Everybody. But in their homes, they mostly spoke whatever the language was, Polish, Italian, and so forth. And nobody ever talks about that and how that evolved to today, where you don't even think about it. It's like we get no credit. No, the world gets no credit for having accomplished anything. We are in for a bit of a warm period. You probably will be needing your AC in the days ahead. And certainly we're just about 6 weeks out from turning the corner into consistently warm weather. Now would be a good time to call Clark's, get them out to your house, and make sure your system is up for the weather changes coming. Call them at 277-2125 and get a membership. Your membership guarantees you priority service in any heating or air conditioning situation. There's always somebody on call at Clark's. I see their trucks out early on Sunday mornings, late at night, because you need immediate relief when those kinds of things take place. You get a discount on parts and labor if repairs or replacement parts need to be used. So you win all the way around, and it's only a $159 investment, and for that you get two annual tune-ups a year. That helps keep your electric costs down, because they always leave behind a system that's running efficiently. So give it some thought. It's money well spent for the best in heating, air conditioning, and don't forget they got great plumbers. Just as talented. Everybody that works for Clark's thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis, so you know who's in your home. Call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for the week ahead continues to be very spring-like. No signs of winter yet. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Small shower risk tonight and tomorrow. In fact, they'll be widely scattered across the area. Low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow's high around 71. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, still a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers both days. 71 Wednesday, 74 on Thursday. And I think we're still in the low 70s Friday with a small shower risk. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. And when you take it on the road, the app knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for your area. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was trying to think, what could we bring in Brant McDonald with today that will make us smile? You are probably too young to remember Mitch Miller.
You got to help me out.
Well, he was a guy with a goatee that conducted a men's singing group. It was a real... I used to think he was funny only because he looked so weird to me. He looked like an old beatnik. And... he had a variety show, I think it was on NBC, a million years ago. My grandparents told me about it. I never was old enough to watch it.
What a bunch of crap!
So I picked their version of the song because at 8:30 every morning now I look to see what's going on in the markets. And today it was nice to see up a couple of hundred by 9 o'clock. And the day finished up. Where are we headed? Is this, are we stabilizing at least or what? What do you think?
No, I think we're in the process of a correction. You know, I mean, corrections rarely just sort of bottom and then it's over and they go straight back up. I mean, but like you this morning, I will tell you, I was heartened to see the futures market up and noticed that last night even. Was a little concerned thinking, okay, are we going to hold the same pattern where we get to like 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the middle of the day and then we start to take a dive? And that didn't happen. And when you look at the chart, and I'll tell you this, when you understand why all of this happened in the first place, which we really think we do, then it gives you a different perspective. Because on the one hand, yes, it's a correction, but on the other hand, what we saw was a lot of forced selling, if you will. I mean, these are hedge funds that are in what we call kind of dark pools that. You know, they have margin accounts. They're highly leveraged in certain situations where they've shorted one part of the market, bought another part. And so I think what we saw was an unwinding of that in somewhat of an uncontrolled fashion. And so when we talk about, or you ask the question, you know, where, is this it, is it smooth sailing from here? I really don't think so. I think that the next few weeks, at a minimum, are going to continue to be volatile. And there are a lot of things that we're going to be watching really close. So, for example, on Wednesday, we get some really big inflation numbers. Mm. And what are those numbers going to show? Everybody's looking at this. We're watching the 10-year bond like a hawk. And I know it's hard maybe for everyone to really understand this because the economy's doing well and so on and so forth. But that 10-year bond is very, very important, and it looks like, you know, 3% is going to somewhat act as a magnet and just pull that yield right to it. I think the market is braced for that, but if we go through that 3% level and then make our way to 3.25, then I think you're going to see the volatility begin to pick up again. And so we're prepared for that. As a matter of fact, we think that's probably going to happen. Between now and I would say maybe even April. But certainly on Wednesday we get our first look at these new inflation numbers just to kind of see. And if they come in a little bit on the weak side, let's just put it this way, let's say that those numbers come out and they're not really, you know, significantly alarming to the market, then we could see some further upside. But we're really, really taking our cue from inflation numbers coming in and the bond market at this point. And I do think that a lot of that forced selling from that volatility trade that we talked about all last week, this VIX trade, the pairs trade, I think we're probably about 75% done with that, just from running some channel checks and talking with some folks and reading some research, that we have a little bit of a pretty high degree of confidence in that we should be coming to the end of it. But this is a significant thing. And I will say this, a lot of what is happening, when you look at the corporate tax cuts, the individual tax cuts, you know, I think the market loves that, and I think it's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, when we start talking about this new budget they just passed with Democrats, that widens the budget deficit by $300 billion above and beyond the tax cuts.
Yeah.
That's beginning to get everyone's attention. And now we're talking infrastructure, which could potentially widen that budget even more. So think about it in your mind's eye, as on the one hand, this is incredible fiscal stimulus as opposed to monetary stimulus. This fiscal stimulus is going to really rev up the economy, and we're going to see GDP growth numbers, I think, that are going to approach probably 4%.
Amazing.
Over the next year. So it's going to be a great, great thing from that perspective, but there is going to be a lag time between the budget deficits we will be running and the tax base going up so much that it begins to shrink the deficit back down. So you're going to see headlines, and believe me, you're going to see them. And it's going to really get going here through 2018. A lot of talk about the budget deficit widening. The cost of borrowing for the U.S. government is going to go up. The Fed is going to be watching inflation. And is the Fed behind the curve? Are they going to have to raise federal funds rates much more aggressively? And as we begin to see that sort of talk work its way through over the course of this year, I think that's going to create this volatility in the market. But here's the thing. You know, I'm going to tell you, this is normal. What we're seeing is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was abnormal. What is abnormal is to see a stock market that just goes up every single day and never goes down. You know, that's the aberration.
Yeah,
that's
well, it has the anomaly. It has the ring of something too good to be true.
Well, I think it was discounting. You know, we talked a lot about this on the show, that the market was discounting a lot of what was to come. And that's what we saw. You know, and there was still volatility was low and complacency was really low. And all the sentiment numbers extremely high, even for the institutional portfolio managers. Bullish sentiment was out the roof, so you could kind of sense we had to have a correction. But here's the difference. I mean, the valuations, if you look at valuations, they're not out of line. I mean, the S&P 500 is now trading at around 16 times earnings, which is very palatable. You know, now, you start talking about a 10-year bond yield of 4%, and if that were to happen really fast, then all bets are off. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're on a clear glide path to probably 3.25, 3.5.
Wow.
And the reason, and let me just connect the dots.
Yeah, because we're getting tight for time.
All right, really quick. The 10-year is what mortgages are set off of. But the 10-year has an impact on federal funds, which controls that floating rate on consumer debt and all of this. So that's why it's such a big deal. The cost of capital going up affects small businesses and individuals. So you want it to be controlled and not out of control. That's the big deal. So
well, I like so much of it, especially hearing, you know, GDP in the 3.5 to 4 range. That didn't happen once when a certain guy was in the White House.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yet there are politicians out there saying, how come Trump isn't giving Obama credit for the economy?
I know.
It gets more unbelievable every day. Friends, I recommend highly that you give Brant McDonald and his team a call at 387-0094, 387-0094, and set up a meeting to sit down and talk about the money you work so hard to make and how you can make the most of it. And position yourself, not just for the immediate future, but for the long term, and start thinking about it. Because you know what? After you've had that conversation and made some decisions, you're going to feel like you empowered yourself. You know why? Because you did. You took charge of your own situation. And you're going to love. By the way, I spent a lot of time talking to Jason on Saturday night.
Oh, great.
From the firm. What a brilliant young man.
I told you. We've got some pretty good talent here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jason is a younger advisor, but he is super smart, very, very bright. And we love having him here. So that's
again, that's why I refer to the Brain Trust. There's a great example there. I really enjoyed chatting with him at the hospice fundraiser. I think it's great that somebody of his age sees the importance of getting involved in something like that. I was just so impressed. Beautiful wife, too.
Oh, yeah.
Call Brad to 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brad, hope we have another good conversation tomorrow with good news.
Me too, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you then.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Finally, some good news to report on 65 northbound. It looks as though they've cleared that accident at Clay Street and things are beginning to move pretty well now. You are going to see a little backup northbound on 65 from just above the interchange until just past North Boulevard. They've just turned that traffic loose and it's going to be slow for a few minutes, but everything is cleared up. The accident is out of the way and traffic is beginning to move through there again. Right now, the biggest threat we see is downtown on Madison and around Maxwell Boulevard. Also on Day Street around the main gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. Pretty crowded right there. And also over on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and the interstate. A little bit backed up there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients, employees, and referring providers with total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. They provide their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physician before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and know your history. The LASIK procedure is appropriate for a wide range of people who want the opportunity to experience the freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Schedule a free consultation by calling 334-272-2020 or visit them on the web at getlasik.me. At Montgomery Eye, the goal is to help you see life clearly.
I'm Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you don't have a significant other. Or do you? Keep the office busybodies guessing with Hot Boyfriend Bouquets. We'll send a gorgeous flower arrangement to your office from your quote-unquote boyfriend, complete with a romantic note signed by your choice of ruggedly handsome-sounding names, such as Chase, Brock, Stone, Bryce, or Braden. We'll include barely legible handwriting at no charge, so all your coworkers and friends will think that the arrangement was sent by a surgeon, professional athlete, or astronaut. And thanks to our double encrypted transaction technology, nobody will know you've sent it to yourself. Upgrade to a note written in Arabic, and the office biddies will think you're dating an oil sheik. Hot Boyfriend Bouquets for Valentine's Day. Order today.
Or you can use a name like
Joey.
That'll work.
Oh, sure.
529 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Is she on this line?
I believe so.
Monica?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Don't call me sir. We're friends. Monica. See, she's got that great laugh.
Yes.
And she's got a smile. And if you want to see the biggest, bestest dimples on a human being on any face anywhere, you got to go to El Jalisco and meet Monica. So what's for dinner tonight at El Jalisco? Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday, right?
No, today is Monday. I have a chicken quesadillas for $1.99.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have the pollo loco for $5. It's pretty good. It's like rice and grilled chicken and white cheese on the top.
Pollo loco, now that's crazy chicken. Is that what that means?
Yes, sir. And I have a special buy one combination and one in half price every Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, all day.
So you buy one and get second one half price?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, you know, your prices are incredibly reasonable, and especially given the cost, because I ate a feast on Friday.
Yeah.
We sampled, it was fajitas.
Yeah, chicken fajitas, yeah.
And I sampled them here, but I took them home, and it reheated beautifully. And Mrs. Bitterbottle and I really, really enjoyed it. That was awesome. And, you know, you're going to teach me the difference between, like, a burro and an enchilada and all that stuff, right? Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Monica. Monica. Monica? She couldn't have possibly chickened out. No. Or poyoed out in this case.
Right.
Well, hopefully she'll come back and join us here in a second.
Well,
you know what it is? It's probably work. There's probably somebody coming in. She's got to take care.
More people calling. More people coming on into El Jalisco. And
by the way, I learned what El Jalisco is.
Hmm.
Even though I didn't finish college, I know it's a state in Mexico. It's like one of our 57 states.
Yeah.
Like if we named a restaurant the Vermont, El Jalisco is named after a state. And the food is phenomenal.
It is.
And as you just heard, buy one, get one for half price. It's, you may be, you're getting incredibly good. It's a great place you can make yourself feel real full for not a lot of money. And it's under new management, and you'll find El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway. I got the best possible location for it. It's directly across from Krispy Kreme Donuts. So look for the red, white, and green sign out in front. Wonderful, friendly staff, good service, excellent food. El Jalisco. And tell Monica you'd like to see her dimples. Then she'll know you're one of our people.
And one day she'll teach you the difference between, say, a burrito and an enchilada.
Frightened her. I shouldn't have asked that. I guess I frightened her right off the phone. I have a feeling it's busy there.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on.
But they have plenty of seating. So you can get in and enjoy a great meal and Taco Tuesday tomorrow. For lunch or dinner, by the way, El Jalisco. Check them out. One of our... Boy, I'm... Yes... My friend Marianne, text, El Jalisco is awesome.
Yummy.
And it really is. We recommend you try it, and we appreciate them becoming the latest to be a part of free speech and talk radio on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have not succeeded in finding a whole lot out about this artist that Obama hired to paint him and Mooch.
Mm-hmm.
But those pictures are weird. You know the one of him sitting in front of all the green?
Yeah, yeah.
At first, I thought that was a cartoon mocking all the money he spent, you know, the trillions of dollars of debt he racked up, before I realized this is a painting he commissioned.
Yes.
Then I thought, well, if you look closely, that green isn't money, it's leaves. So maybe he's sitting in front of the bushes, as in his predecessor, because all he talked about, and this is what gets me, for 8 years he did nothing but insult Bush, and Bush sat there silently and just took it, and I could never figure out why, until I see now Bush doing nothing but railing against Trump.
Don't you have a lame-ass story about being in the bushes? About hiding in the bushes?
Well, if they really wanted to do an authentic rendering of that, they would have shown Obama sitting on whatever throne he's on there in front of the leaves, and I would have been in the back with my head sticking out. That was the Pam Cross story. Nobody wants to hear that.
I mean, you were troubled by the passions of love and drove you insane enough to hide in somebody's bushes.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
Now look what you did. You set off the lame-ass story news sounder.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, well, yeah. I knew, look, it wasn't paranoia, it wasn't insecurity. I know how to read the signs. I'm not stupid. And it was obvious to me this chick had something going on. Now, why I decided to torture myself and find out, I don't know. And I did a brilliant job. She had tall, family had tall bushes out in front of the house. Easy to conceal yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't fun standing there for a couple of hours, but I had a bottle of soda, some candy. And sure enough, the thing I feared the most comes true. She comes roaring up on a motorcycle, gets off. And then at that moment when he drove away,
mm-hmm.
that's when the realization hit me that I had not spent 1 second planning on what to say.
Wait, she pulled up on another man's hog?
Yeah.
And so you get out, you're going to confront her.
She gets off the motorcycle, he takes off. And at that moment, I realized I should have thought about what I was going to say if I caught her.
Right.
So I come out of the bushes and go, well.
Well, what do we have here?
I didn't even say that. Well. Sure wish I had something good to say. Something better than well. And of course, it's shocked.
I don't apologize at all for taking all this amusement in your past pain.
I just got even more pain. An update from the traffic dungeon.
Waka waka. Mm-hmm.
Says you asked her the difference between a donkey and an enchilada. I meant to say burrito. not Burrow.
You did say Burrow. Well,
let's talk to Rob.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to give another vote of confidence for the Elsa Listro. My wife always begs me to take her after church on Sundays because she says I'm an El Cheapo.
El Cheapo, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can eat very well at El Jalisco for very little.
For frugal folks like yourself, Rob, yes.
Yes.
I don't like to waste money. I don't mind spending it.
Right.
But the value relative to the portions and everything else, I mean, it's great. She's been phenomenal. I really appreciate the second vote of confidence there, Rob.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too, my friend. All right. El Jalisco. At least I can pronounce it correctly. What's the difference between a donkey and a burrito? I'll figure all this out. I mean, what's the rush? It's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Yes, I'd like to order a large burro and a churrito to go.
Thanks.
Wait a minute.
Thanks.
And a chalupa.
With some burro sauce.
Yeah, some burro sauce. You know, I think that's one of the big stories over in North Korea is about how many people are actually eating dog and don't know it.
I posted that on Facebook the other day. It's not that the Olympic venue is selling dog, but there are vendors set up in front like we see here at sports events and stuff.
Well, it reminds me of that scene of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where one of the guys, they all go and see one of the brothers, one of the best friends.
Hmm.
And they're all sitting down there eating a steak. And the guy goes, Elmer, it's the best steak I've had in a long time. He goes, well, I just killed that horse 2 days ago. whoa. And everybody, their eyes get, you know, big as saucers, of course.
Yeah, during the high inflationary times of the Jimmy Carter years, there was a move towards horse meat from beef.
Well, did you happen to catch the story this afternoon about the Susan Rice email?
I heard something about her.
Yeah, apparently there's some email back and forth between her and Obama about the Russia investigation and on the day of the inauguration, saying keep the heat on, you know. So Obama definitely was in this thing, and I think it happened about the same time all the unmasking stuff was going. I mean, everybody knows what's happened here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's kind of like everybody has seen the puzzle. Like, you know, it's like you've seen the puzzle ahead of time, and now all you have to do is put the pieces in where they go. You know, and the question is, will the media ever really care? Which, you know, I don't think they will for the most part, but it's getting pretty serious. I mean, and that's an email that was disclosed by Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley. So Graham's been doing a pretty good job on some of this stuff, to be honest with you, the Senate committee.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsey. Unfortunately, I hear Bob Corker's thinking about changing his mind and might run back for senator in Tennessee. I hope that doesn't happen, because I'd like to see Marsha Blackburn be that senator.
We need to get those old rhinos out, man.
Oh, man, in the baddest way. And I personally think he has a pretty good chance of losing. You know, people don't really like that kind of crap. He has been a thorn in Trump's side, although not as bad as he was, you know, a year ago.
Chad, unfortunately, we're tight for time, but I wanted to mention...
All right, guys, wait a minute.
Hold on. Oh. Before you run off, one thing. Oh. CNN had to announce today they're going to lay off another 50 people or so.
Why?
Because all they do is spend every single minute trashing Trump. And there's a limited market for that. And that's why they'd rather fire people than actually do some, at least make an attempt to be balanced in their news coverage.
Do you think they might include that stupid White House reporter that they have?
Oh, God.
Well, I thought they had a Trump bump. I guess that bump didn't last too long, huh?
Not them, no. In fact, the Trump bump is starting to wear a little bit thin on MSLSD, too, because Hannity's...
Well, I tell you, when all you are an echo chamber to a small group of people, it won't last long. You know your ratings, man. You know how that goes.
And they won't change for nothing, buddy. I appreciate the call.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Hannity is on top of Maddow now.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. 65 is speed limit right now. 85 is too. There's a little bit of backed up traffic from just past South Union up to Ann Street on 85 northbound. Don't worry about that. East Boulevard is looking kind of crowded around 85, and it looks like Atlanta Highway around Taylor Road and around Macklemore might be getting a little crowded right now. North Boulevard up around that construction zone around Jackson Ferry Road, that's kind of backed up a little bit in both directions there, so expect some delays if you're headed through that way. Otherwise, everything else looks real good. You can get a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style starting at just $345 per month with no money down. Just sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, the better way to buy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Hi, I'm Benji Pope with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So don't forget, guys, we have our yearly special, our $99 Valentine's special. It's a diamond bracelet, diamonds by the yard, absolutely beautiful. Comes in 14 karat yellow or white gold. And of course, if you don't want to get something like that, we have everything you can imagine. We have diamond studs, we have diamond bracelets, every different kind of piece of jewelry that you can imagine, rings. Please come see us. We have moved. We're in a new location, the Pepper Tree Shopping Center, 8163 Vaughn Road. And of course, we're open 7 days a week. And remember, we make it. We really make it.
Hey there, stud. You know what'll really blow her mind this Valentine's Day?
What?
Diamond stud earrings from Dylan Rings. They have half-carat diamond stud earrings starting at just $500.
I've got $500.
I know you do. And Dylan Rings has 0% financing, too. So don't be afraid to go big.
Diamond studs, huh?
Studs from you, stud, will be the best Valentine's present she's ever gotten.
Experience the created by Josh difference. Dylan Rings, just off Atlanta Highway across from Walgreens.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is a disturbing trend, and it has to do with Valentine's Day.
You got to do something on Valentine's Day. It's one of those sucker punch holidays.
Who here is not ready for Valentine's Day?
A lot of you don't have time to pick a card for that special someone in your life.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Ready to go have Valentine's dinner?
Your Facebook friend wanted me to ask if you would be his/her Valentine.
I don't go out on Valentine's Day.
It's a heart-shaped card.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Really love Valentine's Day.
We show girls love on Valentine's Day, and they let us blow stuff up on the 4th of July.
I think that's the deal we cut with them. It is 5:45. Back to the phones we go at 272-9228 in the final quarter hour. That's how they used to say it in the old radio days. In this beautiful quarter hour of WAIT music. We actually had a station in Chicago, WAIT.
Wait on it.
That played the dreariest crap you ever heard.
Tune's so good, you'll wait for it.
You'll drown and fall asleep in your own bathtub. Anyway, Chucky.
Hey, guys. As usual, you're doing a great job. I want to find out what's the deal with the Mexican food jokes today.
What do you mean?
Oh, y'all were talking about burritos and all this stuff a while ago?
Oh, yeah. I love Mexican food. We have a new restaurant sponsor, El Jalisco, which is...
Okay, where's it located?
It's right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut place on Atlanta Highway.
Okay, well, I have a joke for you, too. You heard the one about his chili today and hot tamale?
Sure.
Hey, look.
I learned that when I was like.
Okay, I want to ask one more thing, and I'll leave you alone. What in the deal is Bobby Bright now? He's conservative. He's going to run as a Republican?
I think that's, until I see otherwise, I'm going to believe that that is more chicanery from the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Hey,
they're probably going to try that in a lot of districts, run.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to get together at some point. I used to live down in Miami when you were down there from about 78 to about 82.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about your flamboyant stories down there and all that stuff. We're going to have to get together and talk about this stuff, and see if what's true. Some of them are so unbelievable, they've got to be true.
I have never told a phony story on this show.
That's what I'm saying. They got to be, you hear something that's so unbelievable, but it's got to be true because you said it. I believe that.
It gives me a chance to react differently. For example, this morning when I saw how stupid Katie Couric was.
Oh, yeah.
On the speed skaters in Holland. I said, I can't believe I almost went out with that broad.
Really? I can't believe that stuff. But, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all doing a great job, and as always. I just enjoy your show morning and night. Thank you. And also, never forget little Joey back there. He's a big, big part of that show.
Oh, absolutely. He sure is.
All right, talk to y'all guys later. All right.
No, when I use the word broad, I don't use that word to describe all women, just women that I really despise, like Katie Couric.
Oh, okay.
That I almost wanted to. Oh, and by the way.
Wait, you say mean things about people you don't like?
All the VHS tapes I have from the Florida days, including the story that she did on me.
Oh.
I found the DVDs and the catalog, so I know what's on what. I'm going to find that. Get it up on Facebook.
We're going to have some fun on social media.
Yeah, Rusty Aldridge is going to help me. Kuchar.
Hello, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
I spent a year in South Korea way back when, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1980, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog thing, that was real over there. I was stationed in a place that was so far back in the boonies that they had one road to get out to the road. The people that harvested the rice down there did everything by hand. There were no machinery to do it. To thresh the rice, they laid it on this road where our military trucks were run over it when we was going out to the road. And that's how they threshed the rice down there. Anyway, I went to an outdoor market down there one day. A lot of people selling stuff, And they came up on this place where they had all these pretty little puppies in the cages, And I started just admiring the puppies. Until I realized that the guy there with the spit spitting and the meat on the thing was one of those puppies. You could pick out the pup you
Nobody
wanted,
wants
and they
it,
would
really.
But no. It was horrible, horrible man. But you know why they eat that meat?
Did
over
any
there?
Of the customers look like Obama?
Yeah, a lot of. Hey, you know why they like to eat dog meat? Because it does to the men what you say that sometime that cryogenic stuff or cryo whatever the hell it is. Whatever the heck it is.
Yes.
It makes you more manly.
Inspires vigor.
Yes, it does indeed. Or they say it does. As far as I know, I never ate any of it, but I wouldn't swear to it.
I wouldn't know.
Someday I'll have to sit down and tell you some stories about there, man. The day the North Korean fighter jet made a beeline for us and came all the way into South Korea and the unincorporated area, what all they did down there. But that's for another day.
Okay.
Later, guys.
We appreciate the other story, because that has been something discussed in the media east.
Hey, real quick, man, I just have to ask you, getting back to the Bush's story, when you said, well, did you have one hand on your elbow and another hand on your face like Jack Benny and just say, well?
Well?
Well.
Rochester?
Rochester, yeah. That was the first thing I thought, man. Listen, you guys rock on. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for the book.
Yes.
Well, we have a couple of minutes.
Well, my guest is here. I'm going to go let him in.
Okay.
And this is a chapter on Bob Baumhauer?
It's a compilation, Bears Boys, 36 men whose lives were changed by Coach Paul Bryant, by Eli Gold, with M.B. Roberts. Obviously, Eli Gold is the name that people know. And that's not to say he didn't write part of it. I'm just saying it's a combo effort. Before I wrap, let me grab this call. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hey, that's Tom.
Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to call and share some good fortune. The company that I work with, they announced the other day they're giving a $1,000 bonus to every hourly employee.
That is great.
And the plant manager, he said, contrary to what some people think, this is not crumbs. There's 9,000 people. That's $9 million.
Yeah.
And I still hear people, certain kinds of people complaining, saying that's not enough. You know, it's those people that buy into the...
That's the growing population of American Les Miserables who have been trained to be negative, to hate this country, to think only one way. And unfortunately, they're growing in number because a lot of them are being educated that way. And you've got to be taught to hate and be this.
What is enough?
I don't know. But you know what? That's something that maybe this president can address with the education system, because it is failing us big time. I appreciate the call and congrats on the bonus. He just called to say that the company he works for did $1,000 bonuses to all hourly employees. And he said they also made the statement that unlike what you may have heard, these are not crumbs, because... There were 9,000 employees getting $1,000 each. So that's like, what, $9 million?
Don't ask me to do math live on radio.
Well, I know a million is 1,000 times 1,000.
Okay.
So 1,000 times 9,000 would be $9 million.
Yeah.
So that's a hefty, but that's the corporate tax cut. And yeah, it is. Unfortunately, miserable liberals, it is coming back to people. That was the thing they always said about Reagan, those that hated him and wouldn't listen to, or maybe just missed out on the great prosperity. All I know is that when Ronald Reagan became president, I was making $25,000 a year, and when his presidency ended, I was making $175,000.
Well, the big untold success of the Reagan economy was after they tamed interest rates, you had millions of women join the workforce. The unemployment number works based on how many people are in the workforce. So the unemployment rate went down even with millions entering the workforce for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite remarkable. And then, the 90s weren't so bad either.
No, there were. That was more a limited type of thing. I never felt any of that. But that was in part due to the fact that William Jefferson douchebag Clinton deregulated radio and allowed the formation of these giant conglomerates, which are now filing for bankruptcy. I don't want to mention any names, Cumulus, iHeart, but that's what's going on. And that's because of that ass and hole. When he wasn't getting... No, you're looking at me funny, but I'm telling you the truth here. When he wasn't getting his by Monica...
Right.
He was destroying our industry, son of a bitch. Look, now I'm...
Do we have time for the next caller?
No. I like the next caller. I want them to know that. I want to know that I really like them. We just are out of time.
Wow.
Unless you want to sacrifice the first couple of minutes of the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And I don't think you want to do that.
No, we're on a tight schedule.
Because it wouldn't sound good to say, here's the Joey Clark Radio 58-minute segment.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the area, we're looking much better than we did just an hour ago. Everything's good on 65. All that little slow traffic is gone on 85 northbound. Everything looks real good there. East Boulevard, maybe a little bit of backed up traffic in both directions right around the interstate and up on North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road. There's a construction zone there that has things slowed down just a little bit. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register. Get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th. Montgomery
Subaru. If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
Krispy Kreme Donuts is bringing back its joy-filled Valentine's Day donuts this year with a special edition, the Oreo Cookies and Cream Donut. The new donut will be available alongside Krispy Kreme's classic Valentine's Day offerings, the Sprinkle Heart Donut, Happy Heart Donut, and Chocolate Ice with Sprinkles Donut. Available now through Valentine's Day at Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
All right, sorry about that. The Joey Clark Radio Hour is...